Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. Imagine three encounters with a gigantic angel that started in August of 2002. And well, one of these encounters, my guest, Keith Miller, literally was given a scroll and ate it. And it's come out in the book, the new book that we're offering, Surrender to the Spirit. But tell me about that third encounter you had with the same angel.
Yeah, it happened. It was pretty awesome because the first one in August and the second in September, you know, each month for 3 months, there was a fresh encounter. Unexpected, something I didn't even sense, but was after the second encounter, began to dive into the Word on the strength and stature of the Lord, as I shared yesterday. But the third encounter, I'd actually, for my first time back out to minister since the August encounter, was in a church in Hobbs, New Mexico, and they had previously booked me months before the encounters ever took place. They had booked me for a set of meetings called 7 Days of Glory, and it was awesome because at the time we booked it, we had no idea that this was going to take place. And so I went over to the church, and one of the things the Lord had promised me and what I had been asking for is wherever we went, that we would minister out of His counsel. And so when I got to the church there in Hobbs on Sunday morning, we were going to start Sunday morning and go all the way through Saturday. And that Sunday morning, I told the pastor, I said, hey, this is October 2002. I said, I need to just have a little bit of time with the Lord if I could. And he said, okay, yeah, just take my office. And so I went in his office, and I just lay down on the floor right there in his office, and I just began to ask the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, I just want your heart, your counsel. What do you want to do in this set of meetings? What do you want to accomplish? What's going to be longevity, something that's just not a visitation, but something that you're going to establish here in the realm of the kingdom? And then all of a sudden, as I'm praying, I'm now back in, I'm literally lifted up in another prophetic encounter, very similar to the first one. It's just like, boom, I was in the encounter. And as I was in the encounter, I was instantly in the throne room before the throne of the Lord. And how I can best describe it was that in Matthew, Jesus describes in Matthew 24, he says, I go to the right-hand side of power today. And that's what it was. I'm telling you, it was just like this heavy, incredible, high power, holy, incredible power that, like, every fiber of my being was just, and it was just like this incredible holiness and purity, and I was just undone again, and it was just this huge white, incredible white glory power, and I was just standing there, and I just was looking and beholding the scene, and then all of a sudden, on that same angel was on the right-hand side of the throne. And as he was standing there, and I'm trying to, I'm literally going, what is going on? And all of a sudden, the angel, that I could see the hand of the Lord, I could literally make out his hand, and in his hand was an envelope, and he handed the envelope to the angel, and the angel walks over to me, hands me the envelope, and I am so undone. I'm shaking. I drop the envelope, and the angel of the Lord picks it back up, hands it to me, and I open up the envelope. There was no paper in the envelope. It wasn't like there was anything in the envelope, but the message was actually the envelope, if you would. I really don't understand the fullness of that, but it was just like it was in the envelope. I didn't pull out a piece of paper, but the message was in the envelope, and there was two scriptures, and the two scriptures were Revelation 4:5 and Isaiah 11:2. and then I was out of the encounter.
And very briefly, tell me what these two scriptures say.
Revelation 4:5 is an incredible passage where it describes the sevenfold flow, but it says, "And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunders, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." And then Isaiah 11:2, and, you know, At that time, I'll tell you, I didn't even know what seven spirits of God were. I said, seven spirits? I don't understand that. And then Isaiah 11:2, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." And that was the two scriptures that were in the message that the angel of the Lord handed me.
And what did this mean to you after you reflected on it?
At first, I really didn't understand it, to be honest. In fact, that 7 days of meetings were incredible meetings because it was like he gave me a foretaste of what that was going to, this anointing was going to release. And that I begin to minister out of a realm of God in those 7 days, that I would look at people and I would hear the Lord tell me what was wrong with them, and I would tell them, and then I'd tell them things about for their mother or their daughter, and steel bars disappeared out of people's back and people were healed. And
you mean someone that had a steel bar because a doctor put it in there disappeared?
Yeah, they couldn't bend.
That's what I thought you said.
Yes, they could not bend over. There was no way they could bend over because of a bad back and had a bar, a steel rod in their back. And after that encounter that Sunday morning, that Sunday service from that point on, those 7 days, was 7 days of glory. And we saw more than one time steel disappear, names, addresses, diseases, people that weren't even in the meeting, somebody's daughter with a rare blood disease, and just incredible. And I really felt like it was the Lord saying, and at that time, I didn't know what was going on. I just had the encounter, the two passages. I would spend all day looking up, what does that mean? I don't understand this, Lord. And I just was, during the day, studying. Then at night, we would have the revival meetings and saw incredible, just incredible demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit in a way I'd never seen before. I dreamed about those things. I mean, some of the days like A.E.L. and some of these guys, and there's a promise. We all know that what he did formerly will always be greater in the latter. And so I begin to touch something in the spirit. I said, oh my gosh. And then after that 7 day meeting, I went home and I tried to find everything I could on it, but there wasn't much out there. I couldn't find anything. What is seven spirits of God? What is there? I got to be careful here because there's only one Holy Spirit, but seven spirits? I don't understand this. And so it began a journey for me at that moment that I began to search out those deep things of God and begin to pray and dive into the Word and begin to teach me on what are the sevenfold flow, the seven anointings, seven functions, seven different rivers, if you would, of the precious Holy Spirit out of a believer's life. Because Jesus himself said in John 7 that out of your belly shall flow rivers, not just a river, but rivers. That's multiple flows. Job 29:6 says that the rock poured out rivers of oil for me. So, and I believe it ties right in with that lampstand, also with the wells that Isaac redug, the seven wells, and he named that last well the well of the seven and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So
what excites me is not just that you're teaching on this, but this teaching is so pregnant with the Spirit of God that people receive impartations on these seven spirits of God.
That's right. In the beginning of Azusa Street on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it wasn't just a good teaching. It became something that the Lord was bringing forth for the body of Christ. to see revival. And then we know that he began to bring forth the understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Speaking of gifts of the Holy Spirit, you had quite a move of God's Spirit in Pennsylvania. Briefly tell me about that.
Yeah, it was awesome. We went for a four-day weekend, and it ended up exploding for 10 weeks. Touched 12 states, 30 different denominations came during the meetings, and also touched the college. We saw incredible. We saw warlocks get born again. We people who were actually worshiping the devil came into the meeting with the intent of messing with the meetings, pentagram on everything, and the power of God touched them. They give their life to Christ and got born again. And to this day, they're still serving the Lord. So we just saw an incredible breakout and revival there in Pennsylvania.
Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, speaking about a breakout of God's Spirit, I would like you to talk about what God showed you about the Spirit of wisdom and when that came upon you and how your life was changed. And you know what I believe? I believe that when you teach on the Spirit of wisdom, that's what's going to be transferred to people as you're teaching on that. Have you had any other encounters where you've been taken to heaven?
Yes, I have. I've had several encounters, prophetic encounters, where I've seen different aspects, like the Lord's in council showed me different things of even establishing the wells of the old in the areas of how to honor those who have gone before us and how we honor those in establishing what they released upon the earth by the power of the Holy Ghost. But one of the recent things that we've had an encounter was Janet and I, my precious wife, we're just sitting in our front room, and we just got through with a series of meetings, and all of a sudden, the night before, I had been woken up, and I literally heard the majestic sounds of heaven. And when I say majestic, I literally could hear the deep worship and the majestic splendor of God.
We're out of time. We'll pick up here on tomorrow's broadcast. Get his book. Get it. It's called Surrender to the Spirit, donation of $20. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.